Praise the Lord. Brother Glenn, come on. Hallelujah. Amen. It's early. Sing you a song? Okay, sit down. I'll sing you this song. Hallelujah. When I was first exposed to deliverance, I wrote this song. I thought it was crazy, the deliverance I saw going on. And I went home that night and I wrote a song about it. And I never was going to sing it publicly. Now, Glenn talked me into it one night. You know, my husband asked me, how come you like to go down to Lake Hamilton? And I said, I think it's because that the teaching there goes all over the world. And I like to be a part of it. Amen. And it's not only that, I just love Glenn and Irma. Hallelujah. You going to sing it with me? All right. Beg your pardon? Well, I'll sing it. If you're in despair and doubt, get on that chair and shout it out, knowing that the Lord has made a way. For the Father up above will cleanse your heart with love if you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stomp and holler, weep and wail, cough and scream and just prevail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. If you ask and seek, you'll find He'll meet you every time if you just get on that chair and shout it out. When the power is applied, death and demons cannot hide. The Spirit of the Lord will make it known. So get with it, you'll get free from sin and iniquity. And if you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stomp and holler, weep and wail, cough and scream and just travail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. If you ask and seek, you'll find He'll meet you every time if you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stomp and holler, weep and wail, cough and spit it in the pail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. If you ask and seek, you'll find He'll meet you every time if you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stomp and holler, weep and wail, cough and spit it in the pail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. When you ask and seek, you'll find He'll meet you every time if you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stomp and holler, weep and wail, cough and spit it in the pail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. If you ask and seek, you'll find He'll meet you every time if you just get on that chair and shout it out. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I sang that song to Glenn and Irma, they knew where I'd been. Hallelujah. Here's another one I wrote. The Spirit said in the quiet place, go back to the carpenter's shop. When I asked why, He said it again. Just go back to the carpenter's shop. So not knowing what to expect, but believing that He knew the best, I went back to the carpenter's shop, and day by day He whittled away. In the closet of the carpenter's shop, He showed me the depths of my heart. When all along I thought I was fine, by His hand He began to refine. So the splinters and ridges and nuts, He sanded and pounded and planed. I cried and I tried to give up. As day by day, he whittled away. So when you hear the Spirit saying to you, go back to the carpenter's shop. Never doubt his purpose for you. As day by day, he whittles away. As day by day, he whittles away, whittles away, whittles away, whittles away.